Luckily, we have taken care of that little problem. This is from a little piece that Good Morning Texas did on a church that's in Waco called the Church Under the Bridge.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very moving piece about these homeless people who gather each and every Sunday, rain or shine, underneath I-35 in Waco, right by the Baylor campus. And this preacher leads a service, and there's hundreds, if not thousands, of homeless and beaten down folk that attend this every Sunday. So I'm watching this, and I've kind of got a little tear running down my cheek as it's moving me.
Mm-hmm.
But then at the very end of it, a homeless guy's talking about it, and he starts to laugh. And then I start to laugh because his laugh's real funny. So here is random homeless guy from Waco talking about the church under the bridge.
I mean, a church is a church. It's the people in the church, the fellowship, friendships, the people that you become connected to. And it kind of gives you a reason to wake up on the right side of the dirt in the morning.
It kind of fired out of nowhere.
That almost sounds...
All right, let's hear the two of those and Bassick back to back.
Wait, we'll hear Bassick later on. Oh, we'll hear Bassick later on.
All right, never mind then.
Now, do you understand why the tear ran back up my cheek into my eye?
One more time.
But listen, play the long version because it does. He makes a joke.
Yeah. Wake up on the right side of the dirt. But, I mean, he barely gets the word dirt out, and then just this laugh missile comes out of nowhere.
I mean, a church is a church. It's the people in the church, the fellowship, friendships, the people that you become connected to. And it kind of gives you a reason to wake up on the right side of the dirt in the morning.
Whoever edited that for Channel 8 too, did they laugh? Were they laughing? They're trying to win a Peabody or an Emmy or something, probably.
Or an award.
Nice Katie.
Yeah, Katie.
A Katie Trail Award.
Surely somebody laughed, though.
How could you not?
That is amazing.
Speaking of laughter, Nadia Sulman was on Jimmy Kimmel. You familiar with Nadia Sulman, Mike?
That would be Octomom.
That is the Octomom. Now, let me say this. She had 8 kids, what, 18 months ago or something like that? Yeah. Wasn't that long ago. She is smoking hot.
What?
You would not believe the shape this woman has gotten herself into.
He's right.
And I hear these women bitch about, no, you know, I had a baby and it takes me 3 years to lose my baby weight. This woman had 8.
Oh, my God.
Aren't I in enough trouble, Groobs?
Are you? Yeah,
not yet.
If you're that woman that ballooned up to like 190.
With one kid.
With one kid and it's 2 years later and... Listen, that bitch had 8 kids, and she looks like Angelina Jolie.
She does. She looks like a supermodel.
F you, fat ass.
Anyway.
There's no excuse, right, Corby?
None. Zero. So, Jimmy Kimmel had a genius bid. It was Valentine's Day, and he set up a dating game. Got 3 guys from his audience, or maybe it was 3 guys that, you know... He randomly selected weeks prior, but whatever the case, they didn't know who the date was going to be with. They just were told it was going to be with someone famous.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So here are these 3 guys just thinking, oh, wow, it's going to be somebody famous and hot or whatever. It's the Octomom. Well, I've never heard her talk for more than like 10 seconds, and when she did talk, it was always about her dumb kids. And so there was no laughter. Well,
right.
Get a load of this woman's laugh.
Ladies and gentlemen, what these men do not know is our bachelorette tonight is the Octomom, Nadia Sulman.
Welcome, welcome. Have a seat right there, Nadia. Well, this is exciting. I hope you're excited about this.
Yeah.
Nadia. Please. Nadia, when was the last time you went on a date?
A little bit over 10 years ago.
It must be very difficult to meet people, right? With like 90 kids or whatever you have, right? I would think so.
Oh,
and you ever get a chance to meet people?
I avoid people.
You avoid people?
Yes.
Well, you've got enough people living in your house.
A bit of agoraphobia.
I got you. Okay, so you're ready to do this. All right, we're going to set you
There's
up.
There's a reason why she hadn't been on a date in 10 years.
You haven't seen any of these guys.
No,
that's right. We pick. Well, you will see them eventually, but we want you to pick based on personality.
It's like a sneeze.
It's like Tourette's.
Yeah.
Is that not the damnedest thing? And every time she does it, she like pops up and down. And you're like, bah! Bah! Like Daffy Duck or something like that. So she had like two segments on there. It was like 2 4-minute segments.
And she did this the entire time?
She did it the entire time. So here's a little compilation of her fun.
Very difficult to meet people, right? With like 90 kids or whatever you have, right?
And
I would think you're ready. Bachelor. Yeah. I think we all.
That would drive me nuts.
Is that not wonderful? That is so great.
All
right.
All the way to the sperm bank, that one.
Oh, boy. Funny gag, though. Jimmy Kimmel.
It's got something.
Not bad. Not bad.
Something's going on with that guy.
Mm-hmm.
Is he back together with
Sarah Silverman? I don't know.
You know what? He could do better.
Then so could she.
Yes, she could. Mm-hmm. After the Maverick game the other night, I tuned in.
I'm looking at pictures of the Octomom here
from Jimmy Kimmel.
From Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah, how about that?
Yeah, she's had a lot of work done, but not bad.
What kind of work do you think she's had done?
She's had her face lips stuff. Done.
A lot of face stuff.
But that was done prior to all that, wasn't it?
I bet those boobs are fake.
But, I mean, as far as getting back into shape, that's what I'm amazed at. I don't care what
she's
done.
Good.
I mean, that's not, you got to work at that. You know?
Yeah.
You can get all the lipo and stuff done that you want, but that sagging fat skin, you're going to see that, especially in a big tight dress like she's wearing.
And you will notice that for a while there, she kind of dropped out of sight.
Yes, to work out.
Yes.
Like every woman should. They should not worry about the health and well-being of their children. They should spend the next 9 months to a year in a gym.
They should spend the next 9 months to a year on a fat farm and not even come home.
Huh. You're really insensitive.
No, I'm just...
I mean, I just said Jim.
You
went to fat farm.
I'm just realistic.
Jim.
Do you think that the guy would make that trade-off? Because you know how hard it is to take care of a newborn. I'm in month 9 right now, and it's a lot of work. But,
no. But,
if you're guaranteed that your wife will come out of it on the other end in better shape than she's ever been...
In 9 months to
in
a year?
Let's just give it 9 months.
All right.
And you don't see her...
Yes, there could be nothing to distract her from her project.
It's like she's working out with the Biggest Loser people, you know, that lose like 250 pounds or something.
Right.
God, that'd be great. You know what? It's a good idea.
It's not a bad idea.
You should market this.
You really should. The Hardline Fat Farm. For postpartum winches.
What else do you have?
Let's take a listen to one of our friends over at ESPN. His name is Steve Levy. Now, after the Mavericks-Lakers game, I tuned it in.
Steve!
Yes, Steve. I turned it on to ESPN, obviously, because the game was on ESPN. I watched the Followell channel, which was channel 21 that night.
You know, the HD was a lot better. The camera work was better. Then I flipped over to ESPN, and it looked like crap. Like, Channel 21's HD was better than ESPN's.
Really?
On DirecTV, it was.
I never flipped over there to check,
yep.
So. Well, whatever the case, I flip over there to watch SportsCenter immediately following the game. And Steve Levy's doing the SportsCenter.
Steve!
Yes. And, look, these guys are broadcast pros. They're so much better at their job than we are. We're awful. Self-admitted buffoons, basically, who have trouble speaking.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't really hear guys struggle and stammer over there like that. You rarely hear that. So Imagine my surprise, the very first couple of sentences out of Steve's mouth, he struggles over one word this many times.
How would Kobe's ankle hold up in a back-to-back scenario? Held up pretty good last night, hit the game-winning shot, but he would Dirk have an answer for him tonight? Let's see. Kobe averaging his 15 points a game this season against Dallas, just can't find the bottom of the cup. Kobe missing from everywhere.
from
missing from everywhere.
Four froms.
You ever heard one of those guys do that?
And that was all one shot? Like it wasn't some little trick where for each from they show up a different
miss? No. No, it was one shot.
He just didn't. You don't hear that much on there.
He just didn't know where he was going.
Did you hear about the Scott Van Pelt faux pas of last night?
No.
This has been a very tough week for him. They were going to a break, and while the mic was still live, he said, F, I gotta go. And then they cut it off after go.
F, I gotta go?
Yeah.
Like to the John or something?
I assume the next word was
poop.
Something pertaining to urination or perps.
Really?
Yeah.
Did someone send you that? Or like, not the audio, but someone told you about it or rewatching?
Oh, no. I wasn't watching, but it got sent to me today. It's all over the place out there.
Wow.
Is he in any trouble?
No, because
that's not his job. His mic should have been cut off.
Because and the first thing he did when he came back was look into the camera and says, look, before we went to break there, the mic was live. I said something I shouldn't have. Hope I didn't offend anybody. And if I did, I'm sorry.
So why won't they get fined $55 gazillion like we're always threatened?
I mean, because they're on cable.
And you can say the F word?
You can.
I don't think FCC has jurisdiction on cable and satellite and all that.
Because you're paying for it?
Right.
And you know that
good
might
job,
happen.
Good job, Groobs.
We need to charge.
But obviously, it's the sponsors they worry about.
If you want to listen to us, we should charge a nickel a week. That way we can say things.
How about a nickel a year?
Right. Well, whatever.
It don't work
that
way.
See, that's the Shoopy legal mind thinking of that.
Well, that is. That runs in the family, doesn't it?
That was handed down for Big Mike.
That's all I got.
All right.
It finally paid off.
And in my ever-growing quest to try to convince you to watch Family Guy, Mike, I bring you this. I told you I'm going to do this. I told you.
You hear me?
Do you hear him?
Rather listen to that.
You'd rather listen to Race Week? This is a scene where the family is forced to move down south, and Peter, trying to fit in, that's the father, paints the family station wagon up like the General Lee. So here they are, he and his dog, driving along the backwoods country roads in the station wagon General Lee, and this bit of audio occurs.
With I Kissed My Sweetie With My Fist. Coming up next. All right, here's one. Let's jump that.
Oh, that was great. Hey, next time let's get Meg to be Boss Hog and Chris can be Anus.
Enos.
What did I say?
Anus.
I kissed her with my fist. Oh, man.
Anus.
Enos.
What did I say?
Anus.
what a segment of great laughs this has been.
Peter, the homeless guy, and Octomom.
Boy.
All right, we need to add Octomom into chaotic laughter when we get them all
God,
going.
You know what? That's like, it's like Chansey-esque. It's so...
Oh, man, give me Chansey over that any day. Because Chansey's is funny.
Yeah.
It's not annoying. Octomom's is annoying.
Someone consider Chansey's annoying.
Difficult to meet people, right? With like 90 kids or whatever you have, right? And I would think that. You ready? Bachelor?
God. Did you hear that? Chansey had her baby.
She did.
Yep. That kid looks exactly like me.
Wouldn't you like that?
Yes.
Congratulations, Chansey.
And to And to Manchancy.
To Mancy.
Mancy.
All right, 534. We have more on the Olympics.